this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. With us today, it's Adam Ezra from the Adam Ezra Group, who not only has been working very hard to create new music, he's got, I believe it is something like 18 new singles. That's the plan for the next year. He's also been dealing with the coronavirus and been personally and deeply affected by the COVID-19 virus that has affected the whole world. We welcome Adam Ezra to the Voice of America to Border Crossings, somewhere out in the desert, I can guess.
That's it, man. It's kind of perfect for a show called Border Crossings, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you won't get shot on my show. It looks like that might happen on that desert.
Much friendlier border. Larry, thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be with you today.
Oh, thank you, Adam. I appreciate that. Now, yeah. You aren't originally from the desert. You kind of decided, you know, your earlier days in Boston. I lived in Boston, too, lived in Framingham, so I know that area really well.
Oh, yeah, then, that's my hood.
You decided, nah, I'm going to take my journey as far away from you know, that part of the world as possible. So you're in the desert now. How did that all come together?
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. Me and my wife, Allie, we consider ourselves Bostonians still. We live in Chelsea, Massachusetts, where, you know, right outside of Boston. Sure. And that's where we were when Corona first hit in the spring. About a year ago, we bought this tiny little cabin in a pile of rocks outside of Joshua Tree, California. And it's always been Allie's dream to have a little spot like this out here. We thought with my tour schedule and her work schedule, we'd never really get to spend time out here. And then the whole world fell apart. And I started live streaming from Boston every single night as soon as our tour stopped. And in the midst of it all, I got sick with COVID. Scary chapter, but I got through it. And as soon as I got through it, Allie and I looked at each other and we said, you know what? We are still alive. Let's go out to the desert. Let's get in a van. You don't need it for touring right now. Let's get in a van and go out to our cabin. And we've been out here for a lot of the last year, just enjoying being out in nature and being away from as much of the chaos as possible.
It looks like a beautiful area to be in. And of course, you mentioned Joshua Tree, which is very, very famous. Mm-hmm. You know, you two helped to make that very famous. But let's hear some of your music. I know you recorded a few songs for us, so we're going to check out some of your music. You were nice enough to do some live performances. And I assume they're you know, from the desert where you're located.
Yeah. So we hit a so this is a song that was requested by our fans all over the country. That had never happened to us before. And it was so exciting. We reached a huge milestone for us last Friday, where we have now been live streaming every single night for an entire year. And to honor the fan community that has embraced what we call the Gathering Series, we wanted to release their favorite song in celebration of that. So this is an acoustic version of Switching to Whiskey.
All right. The Adam Ezra Group on Border Crossings.
Sitting here most of the night, sipping his beer, feeling all right with my old buddies lined up at the bar. Jukebox playing soft and low, about to pay my tab, hit the road, just my luck, someone played that song. Now I'm switching to whiskey. Fill it to the top, let it bind me all the way down. I'm gonna drown my sorrow, sorrow tomorrow. Tonight I fly so high I can't find. I don't care, she don't even miss me. I'm switching whiskey. Thank you. I could see her now, plain as day, that she took my breath away, dancing like a carousel on fire. Bomb smoke, blue eyes shining, holding up like she was mine, and the beer ain't strong enough to ease my mind. No, I'm switching with for the man who gets me. Fill it to the top, let it burn me all the way down. I'll drown my sorrow, so tomorrow. Tonight I fly so high I can't find. I'm gonna lean on Jack, shot for shot. I'm switching with
Switching to whiskey. It's the Adam Ezra Group who's with us today on Border Crossings from the Mojave Desert, where it looks to be quite hot. Looks like you're warm there.
You know, it's very funny. They call this the high desert. So we're actually, believe it or not, at 5,000 feet. We're at the height of Denver right now. And wow. So luckily, even though we're definitely in the desert, it's a little bit cooler than it is down in the low desert, in the kind of traditional desert spaces that are so hot and oppressive.
Well, I really like the song, Switching to Whiskey. Now, you are one of the people who kind of, you know, a lot of people in music have just shut down, just kind of abandoned what they had done before, but not you. You said, I'm going to keep writing. I'm going to keep singing and performing and making music. And you're performing every single night, or you have been for the last year, without missing a date, despite all of the challenges. And you call that what, the Gathering Group or?
The Gathering Series. Every gathering night we series. Gather. Yeah. We gather at 7 p.m. Eastern Time every single evening. And you know what? It started. I remember the first night that I canceled our tour. It was March 13th, 2020. I remember it because I was supposed to fly down and open up for Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, one of my favorite bands, down in Clearwater, Florida. And, you know, and it was just at that time that the world hadn't quite begun to shut down yet, but it was on the verge of doing it. And I just didn't feel right about getting on a plane and supporting an event that might be a spreader of this virus that I didn't even know much about. Canceled the show, and I was home on a Friday night for the first time since I could remember. I was feeling kind of sad and alone, and I just pressed play on my little my live stream Facebook app and on my phone in my living room. And it was less to perform a concert and more just to find solace in other people for a little while. We talked a little bit. I shared some music, and at the end I felt a little bit better. And I said, I'll tell you what, if you all come back tomorrow, I'll come back tomorrow. and I did. And, you know, hundreds more showed up the next night.
Yes.
And the next night, hundreds more. And every night I would say, I'll come back tomorrow if you come back tomorrow. And finally, we started calling it the Gathering Series. And we are now past the year mark of gathering every single night. And I'll tell you what, Larry, it's been the most inspiring thing I've ever been a part of as an artist to, in the midst of crisis, be surrounded by literally thousands of people that are using the Gathering series to stay connected, to support one another, and to get through the hardest times that we're facing.
So what's the most unexpected response you got in your Gathering series from somebody who tuned in, the furthest place that you've reached? You know, all of a sudden you get somebody in another country responding, or tell me about that.
Yeah. And man, just to give you and your viewers some perspective, I mean, I am an underground indie folk artist. We play small, we've always played small shows, and the only way our music has spread is through word of mouth. And it was mind-blowing when we would start to see some of the statistics of, you know, millions of people having viewed the Gatherings, and seeing people from all over the world. We have gatherers now, Larry, regular gatherers from all over South America, Brazil and Argentina and Bolivia, throughout Europe. We have gatherers from Australia that join us. And it is one of the incredible lessons that I've learned. I've always been a live performer and a live connector, and I thought that that was the only way to share my art form. But I've learned that through the screen, you really can create a real connection, and there are no borders. There are no limits to who you can connect with.
Right. And then, you know, I mean, obviously, the plus of doing it this way is you do reach, you know, it's not like one venue, one city, one location, that's it. You are reaching, you know, limitless areas. And so with this interview as well, you're going to be reaching another 100 countries around the world too.
Love it.
I would like to ask you to do another song for us, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, I'd love to do that. We actually, and this is, I love sharing this song with you all. It's a song called All Right Today. And really, it's a song that I wrote some years ago, but throughout this year, it's become a bit of a mantra. It's a testament to my belief that we are all connected, and we all need to lean on one another to get through our hardest times. And the chorus, you know, there are just a bunch of voices singing, "We will be all right today." We released it in January, and we have never had such a positive response as far as people engaging with the song, streaming it online. So I recorded an acoustic version of it for you this morning. I'm excited for you to hear it.
All our failures and celebrations together, rise together, we'll rise and fall. All our doubt and inspiration, all our darkness and elation, together, rise together, rise. We'll be right back. back up and you bleed again. We rise, we fall, stand together through it all, and we'll be all right today. We'll be all right today.
Watching Border Crossings, it's the Adam Ezra Group who's joining us, and he's out in the desert near his home where he lives in California. And the song we just listened to, which was, I think, one of the earlier singles in your project, you had written that before the COVID pandemic, and it rings so true. The lyrics just kind of are so appropriate for what we are going through and have been going through.
Now, thanks for saying so. I love singing that song. I love singing that song with my band, it never gets old for me when I am singing a song and I find our fans all singing along with us. And it's happened more and more over the years. And it's funny, through our gathering series online, while I can't hear them, I certainly see their comments and their emoticons, and they're still singing, man.
That's great. I mean, that's really, yeah. To have everybody singing along with you, as a musician, that's really, I think that's the big payoff. I mean, especially when you're in this limited environment.
Yeah. Well, for me in particular, I think I have not had a fairy tale story in my career. For most of my career, you know, we would be playing any bar that would hire us, more often than not, in danger of outnumbering the audiences we would play for. And it was, and I'm a songwriter, Larry. So I write all the time. I had all these songs that I felt like I didn't, there weren't enough ears to hear them all. And that slowly changed over the years. And actually in this last year, it has blossomed in a way that is so inspiring to me. And it is still a surreal experience to this day. Anytime I'm in a situation and I'm playing a song that I scratched out on a little notepad, and I see somebody who I've never met before, or a room full of people I've never met before, singing the words to that song. What a thing.
Well, it's great to have you on the show, and we've got time for one more song.
Sure.
It's left. So Adam Ezra from the Adam Ezra Group, would you do another song for us?
Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to tell you about this song because, you know, this is a song that was born from COVID. As soon as I got over being sick, this song was in my head. I wrote it on keys, which is just a very different instrument for me, a new instrument for me. And it was my way of expressing all of the anger and the frustration I was feeling watching the world around me. And I have begun sharing it online. We did a handful of live shows this summer for people in drive-in situations, socially distanced situations. And this was a favorite to share because I think it speaks to something that we are all experiencing.
And the song is called?
Oh, I forgot that part. The song is called Devil's Kiss.
Devil's Kiss, Adam Ezra Group. Let's check it out.
I ain't gonna pull down my mask to take a shot from a stranger's flask. You can lace it till the pleasure lasts. Might as well chase it with the shotgun blast. They die quick in the city I abandoned. Heal up, hide out in the canyon. Ain't gonna put trust in a man, spending my money on another fake tan. It's your love I'm breathing, wishing was up and leaving. Yeah, I was damn when I made your list, cut down by the devil's kiss. But your love keeps calling, I love the rest I'm falling. I can't run resist. Cut down by the devil's kiss. I don't forget, I'm not a forgiver. Where was the plan when you were watching us shiver? It's a bad hand and it won't be delivered by the man that says, son, double down on the river. You know it's bad when the lungs get thick. Tears down the tenements brick by brick. I'd rather drive with the drunk ditch digger with his foot on the gas and his hand on the trigger. It's your love I'm breathing, wish I must have been leaving. I was damned when I made your list, cut down by the devil's kiss. But your love keeps calling, along the rest I'm falling. I came on, I could not resist, cut down by the devil's kiss. And the candle burns low like a dancer. And the prophecy vandals lurk like a cancer. It's a scandal beyond belief. Man, to see what the devil sees. People either preach loud like a scholar or hold signs fists up like a brawler. I know better than to listen to the caller standing on a box just to call himself taller. The party's over when you get the bill. Look down on the floor at the blood you spilled. Bending the truth in a real-time thriller. Watching the news just to face my killer. It's your love I'm breathing, wish I must have been leaving. Yeah, I was damn when I made your list, cut down by the devil's kiss. But your love keeps calling, along the rest I'm falling. Payroll I could not resist, cut down by the devil's kiss. I ain't gonna pull down my mask to take a shot from a stranger's flask. You could lace it so the pleasure lasts. Might as well chase it with the shotgun blast.
Devil's Kiss from Adam Ezra and his group. And you're with us today. And what's going on in the series is you've released a bunch of singles. So why did you, rather than make an album, you it's kind of called the album project, but it's yet it's not an album, is it? I mean, it's kind
of... like most of the things in my career over the last year, there hasn't been a lot of options to like really plan ahead so much, right? But I play with my three favorite musicians in the world: Karina Smith on fiddle, Alex Martin on drums, Poche Ponce on the bass. And I love the music that we are making right now. So we started something that's called the Album Project, and we actually have been working on, it's now 19 songs in studio.
Wow.
And yeah, and I just think that there are no rules anymore. And for me, I want to keep sharing this new music that we're creating with our fan community, this growing fan community that's learning so much about our music through the nightly live streams. So we have decided, we're calling it the Album Project, but we're just releasing the songs as we finish them. So All Right Today and Switching to Whiskey are just newly released, and Devil's Kiss is going to be the song that we release in another month.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's just the state of the business right now. I mean, you know, buying songs and selling songs, it seems to be the way to go, you know.
And for us, sharing everything that we do in real time is becoming more important, a more important part of our mission.
Right.
So it feels right now to have a ton of new music we're working on and to share songs in real time as we finish them.
And here's a key part of sharing online. Where do people go online to watch you, to see you, to be a part
That's
of
a good question.
The gathering series?
That's a good
How
question.
Do they do that?
All right. First of all, you all can see all of our latest music. And you can see all of our latest videos. We're releasing a ton of everything these days. If you search for Adam Ezra Group on Spotify and YouTube, other platforms where music is streamed, our website is adamezra.com. And on that website, you can find out everything you need to know about the band. There's also a page that is dedicated to the Gathering series. And you can link right over to the Gathering series every night from there, or we live stream from Facebook every night. If you search for Adam Ezra Group, you will find us there. If you search for Adam Ezra Group on Instagram, you will find us there. Come and join us, ask questions. I am more excited for you all to experience the rest of this community surrounding our music than I am about you hearing my songs, believe it or not. It is an inspiring journey that we're on right now, and would love to invite you to be a part of it.
Adam Ezra, thank you for joining us. What a pleasure it is to have you on. The music sounds great. The album project, it's the Gathering series, Adam Ezra Group. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully when this all clears up, you'll be in DC for a show and you'll come by and see us in the studio.
It's been an honor to spend some time with you, Larry. Thank you all so much for watching.
Thank you, Adam. Adam Ezra, the Adam Ezra Group. I'm Larry London. Thanks for watching. This is Border Crossings.